Convention Centre across Kayak, we will have our signature exhibition, Coconut Leaf. Coconut Leaf is a cross-cultural sustainable community project celebrating Torres Strait Islander craft and weaving, bringing together different groups of seafaring people. The project will be led by Torres Strait Islander First Nations peoples and brings together a collective group of knowledgeable craftspeople working in the space. The project will explore cross-Pacific coconut palm weaving traditions and techniques, forms, objects and ornamentation, and it will allow collaborators to share ideas and transform new techniques into sculptural design installations. Coconut Leaf will present around 8 to 10 sculptural design installations and allow a new way of seeing cultural craft practice in a contemporary art space, transcending the minds of viewers and our audiences. Tickets are now on sale at kayak.com.au. Events such as our very popular fashion performance will be in demand, and I expect also our music in the park. Kayak is made possible and successful through the efforts of many. Our funding supporters at every level of government, our valued sponsors and partners, our valued stakeholders of Indigenous art centres, independent creatives and creative First Nation organisations. It is also made a success through the engagement with the broader communities regionally and across Australia who visit our event. Last but not least, I also want to acknowledge the team at Kaya, the staff who work really hard and passionately always behind the scenes. We really want Kaya to be for locals as well as tourists visiting our beautiful city. So we can't wait to see everyone at the Cairns Convention Centre, as well as our satellite venues, including the Tanks Art Centre, the Cairns Courthouse Gallery, Northside Contemporary Arts, and Munro Mountain Parklands from July the 13th to the 16th.
Acknowledge traditional owners of the land that they're on, and elders past and present, and very proud to be here as a member of the Albanese government with a commitment to responding with the same level of generosity that you are respecting at heart extended to the rest of Australia when we get to the referendum later this year. Francois, thank you for the briefing you gave me yesterday and for the opportunity to be here today. I really wanted to be here today for a simple reason. This festival is of national importance. And if you look at the cultural policy that we released only a few months ago, this festival ticks every single box. Revive Australia's cultural policy goes through five pillars. First Nations first, a place for every story, the centrality of the artists, the need to have strong cultural infrastructure, and finally making sure that we're engaging the audience. This does a lot, and does it through a range of art forms. So I'm really excited not only about what's being planned for visual art, but what's being planned for fashion, for dance, for spoken word, for music. And also, I've always had this interest, and I'm pleased with the activation spaces that this is going to happen. This concept of exposing people to art, bringing them in to new aspects of culture when they didn't even know they were attending something officially. Simply by walking through the street and having an artistic experience just because you were here, just because you were in Cairns at the right time of year. I am now at an internal wall with my office trying to reorganise my diary because it's let them try to stop me from getting back here. And so we're seeing what we can do. When you've just gone through the list, can I give a particular shout out to Spin of X Gum? I've seen them perform live twice in just the last 6 months. At both Blues Festival and Woodford Folk Festival. It is an extraordinary group of artists there in movement in the words that are sung, in the beauty of the singing and the dance, but also just the strength of the attitude. Like when you watch a SpinFX gun performance, you are watching strong young women. And I'm really excited when I heard the lineup. I was really excited that SpinFX gun will be performing here as well. So for all of that, basically I just wanted to be here to lend the official support of the government of Australia. That the Albanese Labor government knows that culture is not something to be apologised for. It's something to be welcomed. It determines the extent to which we see ourselves, how we learn about each other, and how the rest of the world knows us. And in a few months' time, all eyes of Cairns, of Australia, and plenty of eyes from around the world are going to be right here in Cairns. It'll be the place to be. It'll be the place to be for people who know exactly what they're coming to see. And at something like the Cairns Indigenous Arts Festival, the wonderful thing is, no matter what you came thinking you were going to see, you always leave with more. That's everything that we're hoping to be able to achieve and revive, and it's why I'm so proud to be able to lend my support today.
I'm Melmarina Johnson, I'm from Yarraba, ELDE-RINA, J-O-H-O-N, as Wandera, Mbagara, Miran, Mirandi. Good morning, everybody. First of all, thank you, Fran, for this opportunity. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land of Stanwell and everyone in the room, and obviously the minister. Look, I just want to say congratulations to Fran for the forecast of an amazing program that we see that's going to come out today for Kayak. I'm really excited about what on the board for Kayak this year. And I think everybody should be. It's very inclusive, and especially that there's going to be a lot of different programs pinpoint around Cairns, and also given that it's a 10-year anniversary for Kaya Fashion Shop, I think it's really exciting, and fashion, Indigenous fashion, is really shining at the moment and has been for the last few years, and artists, creatives, designers are definitely making their mark, not just locally but in the on the world stage in Indigenous fashion, and I'm excited to see what's going to be on show at the Kaya Fashion Show this year, and congratulations to everybody, the whole of Kaya staff, for the amazing work and the program that you guys have come up with. I think, and just sort of thinking about what the Minister said, that definitely culture is something that we should be proud of. And also to remember that culture is also part of our currency, and that we shouldn't just stop at displaying our culture and talking about our stories, but also making sure that our culture becomes embedded in the economic space as well, so that we become sustainable in our expressions, but also remember that culture being part of our currency isn't an old concept. It's something that our old people did, trading, sharing ideas, but also using it to empower us as First Nations people, and also remembering that this year, let it be a new concept, that this is a way to move forward, bringing the past forward, but also sustaining it for next generations to come, and that it's more than just pretty colours. It's more than just our models, or they're not just Caldanias. Our artwork on the wall isn't just there to beautify the place, but it's also about carrying our stories in whatever way we can do that. And all of these different ways that we're doing is part of the space in terms of moving who we are as First Nations people into a brighter and better future for not just us, but for the generations to come. So Kaya has a lot to be praised for, I guess, in terms of what it's doing in this space. And Cairns itself, Tremoyne, is fortunate to have the population of First Nations people here to make sure that our voices get heard through our creativity. Thank you.
I'm Tiara.
I'm Grace.
I'm Ziva.
We're from the Malia Choir, and we're really excited to be performing for Kaya this year. Not only is it an amazing cultural event, but it's giving us the opportunity to perform these issues faced by First Nations people and their voices and their stories to our hometown and our families. A lot of our families haven't been able to watch us perform, so we're really grateful for Kaya for giving us this passion this year.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me you call a Kungai, from Yoruba where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes. Hey, where you from, my brother? I
brother from the Bower Mitch. Extra who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? I got to grow on Bower boys to feed. And every minute for my family is an hour of need. So what? You can handle the truth. Face my reality, to rely out of leaf. Puff their happy little memories and crush the crown. I'm never bound to the academy. Who wanna come battle me? The native microphone title holder, the Northeast roller coaster. Oh yes, I'm rolling with the punches and I'm holding them back. Black, lyrical lobotomy with a frontal attack. Here is irreputable, black is beautiful. My flow is energetical, aboriginal. Servers like medical from the urban original to the outback traditional. YRMC's in control, so you can let them know, hey, who is this doing this? I'm just a funky brother from the Baramix. It's the who's that on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I ring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? Now money ain't nothing for that brother who never had none. So this is not about the wallong. Even though I got the bills to kill, I got the skills to spill. You know I can't stand still. All the way from Barraville to Broadway. Found my thrills, getting it on and doing it my way. Traveling back roads and byways on the town, underground, hip-hop highway. Now by the way, what I mean is what I say. Is what I eat, fresh food, thought I thought. Music is my recipe. Like these two honey, money attracts a lot of clones. Like an original flows, but this is not about the money or the fame. So please forget my name already. Inviting all the mob to the after party with the freshest of the fresh, the dopest, no hocus pocus. Super color brother linguist bringing this explosive. Energetic monster plan, I coach and your program. Ask the who's at all the what's that doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I ring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? Ask the who's out on the what's that doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? Been here before, here I come again. Swinging it like a ball, bouncing off a padded ball. With a method to my madness, I will catch it, let it fall. Here's the call, come on, come on. I'm bringing original fat beat back rhymes from the mind of a survivor. Staying alive for more than 40,000 Saturday nights. But don't call me Travolta when I'm on the mic. I shine like the night, I'm black full as time. I arrive, rocking it up and locking it down. I'm bringing it tight, alright. I think it's time to like turn down these lights. Turn your lights down low. It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? Booty gunga ways on these rhymes, I sleep tight. Many out there like bed bugs trying to bite. But you been needing teeth tougher than Mrs. Marsh to get a bite of my style. Champion radio riders, could not really rock, 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 rock my wild style. Yeah, with just a flick of the wrist, twist of this tongue. I'm throwing off all comers one by one, step by step. By the time I'm done, I'm making everybody run. Come, join the party for your right to fight for freedom.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Down by the sea.
Pitch up a spot on the beach as the tide rushes on in.
So glad we're going fishing,
just a fish for a bite to eat.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Black with
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the deadly grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. That's deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Now, First Nations social enterprise, keeping young people out of jail through connection to country. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Robert Davis, as one Yinitin co-founder and program director on the line. We have Robert. Very good morning, Robert. How are you? Hello, Robert. Robert's not there. We'll try to get Robert back, but let me give you a bit of background regarding the yarn there with Robert. Baladong elder Trevor Davis has lived a storied life. The Norman man grew up in a one-horse town throughout the Whitbell, often living and working off the land. Mr. Davis was taught how to hunt and farm by his father and now passes that knowledge on to the next generation. With this place, young people come in and we teach them what we know. Mr. Davis says, it's coming from what I learned when I was a young fellow. Mr. Davis is a cultural elder as one Yintin, a First Nation organization founded in 2015, the goal of keeping young people away from justice system. More than 2,000 people have since participated in cultural programs throughout the organization, which is run entirely by First Nation people. Look, we'll try and catch up with the brother. We'll try again with Robert. See if he's on it. Hello, Robert? No, Robert's not there. Try and phones are playing up. Good morning. Stay tuned. We'll yarn soon, you mob. To Delhi. The beautiful voice there, that's all of Mitch Tambo, Great Southern Land, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? We're going to catch up a yarn with Robert Davis as One Nitin, co-founder and program director, and talk about the First Nations Social Enterprise, keeping young people out of jail through connection to country. On the line, we have Robert. Good morning.
Good morning, Trev. How are you going?
Brother, I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm going really well for a Monday.
Yeah, good, brother. Good, good. Before we start, let the mob know. Rob, who your mob, where you from, Cuss?
From Northam, so Balladon Country, connected to Ewart. Because dispossession of our old people, I'm covered sort of all of WA. So it's from up north all the way up wide to Warburton. So, yeah, where we say where we are now is a collective. But, yeah, Northam is where I'm born and bred.
Good.
And family everywhere, so yeah.
To Delhi, my brother. Now, we're talking about First Nations Social Enterprise, keeping young people out of jail through connection to country. Look, it sounds like the best ingredient in the world, my brother. So give us a bit of background regarding this fantastic program, brother.
Yeah, well, we've been established for about 8 years now, so we're currently based up in Northam, and we just opened a couple of weeks ago our Jirigi Maya, which is the home of the Zamia, so the most ancient plant in the world coincides with Aswa Nyiting. So Aswa Nyiting is our dreaming in our Noongar tongue.
Yes.
And from the cold times, brother. So we've been around for a little while doing programs and trying to keep young people, but families, on empowerment. You know, empower our mob to be strong and stand up for what we believe in. You know.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. And with this fantastic program, is it open to girls and boys?
Yeah, so we invite everybody. We invite, you know, families is that wraparound service, because as we find, Trev, is our mob, you know, our old people, our elderly are looking after our young people.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Trying to inspire and empower our parents, you know. So, yeah, it is a collective across. But what we always say is, try and be, you know, best versions of yourselves in community, you know.
Yeah, deadly, brother. Now, do the participants need to be from your nation as such? You there, Rob? Rob. Oh, I lost Rob. Hello, Rob. Oh, look, we'll try and get Rob back. That's Robert Davis, as One Nitin, as he mentioned, the co-founder and program director. And as I said, more than 2,000 people have since participated in cultural programs throughout the organisation, which is run entirely by First Nation people. And look, a very successful program, running 8 years. And this is something that's fantastic and great, and it should be templated across the country with TOs, traditional owners, operating on country, keeping it young. When we look at youth crime that's happening, our young ones have lost connection, and they use this as a platform to make that connection, which is fantastic. First Nation Social Enterprise, keeping young people out of jail through connection to country. We'll try again with Brother Robert. Robert, you there?
Yeah, I am, Trev.
You lost your cuss, but all good, brother. We just ring you back. That's how we fix it.
Yeah, well, I'm trying, but yeah, I don't know about this technology stuff.
All good, brother. We're yarning up, so thank you for coming back on air and talking about this fantastic program you do. And I said one of the questions I always have is, do the petitions need to be from your nation to be part of the program?
Well, no, not necessarily, because when we go to, we go to other people's countries, we got to pay respects to the local people from the local area, you know. So first and foremost, it's open to everybody who wants to learn.
Fantastic, brother. And when young participants join the program, how long does the program operate for, Rob?
As long as, like I say, we don't ever have a closed door policy at As One Knitting. We always leave it open because culture is as long as a life, you know, a lifespan. So,
exactly.
So
good
we're
description.
Always learning and we're always teaching too, you know. So get our old people around and as long as the person wants to be engaged and stay in touch.
Yeah, too
that's
brother.
Really up to the individual, you know. So yeah.
Fantastic. Now, is there a fee or do the participants pay that or is it funded?
Well, what we try and do is try and get it funded, but as you know, in the history of getting things funded, as in such as programs for culture, like I say, you speak to a lot of people through community. Mm. Culture's a new, you know, slogan that's cruising around the community at the moment, and people don't really understand it from mainstream. So it's really hard to get funding, but where we can, that's why the social enterprise is so important for As One Knitting at the moment, because we can try and raise money and raise what we need to then support community and then put the funding to priorities that are determined by community, you know?
Yeah, now, too deadly, brother. And how many crew on board? How many are part of your team there, brother?
We got a small, passionate team of around about 8.
Okay.
That have been doing truckloads of work throughout Noongar Budja is what we like to say, and trying to make a difference for community. But as we know, trying to make sure that sustainability as well through pathways that are solutions for our local people. So through justice, DCP space, we really do try and make an impact with a little bit of support. But yeah, it's rewarding. It's rewarding when you see young kids returning home to nans and pops through court orders and stuff like that. That really does put a smile on the team's faces, you know, when we do that. But we couldn't do it without community as well.
Exactly. So, well, it takes a community to raise a child. And look, you're doing your bit. Been running for 8 years, so it must be a proven success, and that it is. But it should be templated across the country. When we're talking about our young ones who lose connection, they've got no foundation and no vision for their future. So it's a powerful thing, my brother.
Yes, and we're trying to, like I say, we've just acquired a block of land, it's about 170 hectares out at not far from about 10 minutes from the city. So it's pristine bush that we're trying to, we protect and preserve first and foremost because it's a heritage site for our old stories and it's on a song line. So we try and reconnect families back there and bush being a big part of culture and it does something to us, you know, as people. We go out the bush and it's healing, you know. So trying to reconnect young people and families to back to our ancient ways is really the priority. But on top of that, Trev, is trying to make sure that we get buy-in from community, not just from our Noongar community, but the broader community. And given, like I say, we're a passionate charity as well. We run a charity social enterprise set up, but trying to get government in Western Australia, given the justice scope that we're in at the moment, Bankshire Hill is a bit of a mess, but we're trying to make sure that they sit up and listen and support in a way that preventative support, not always reactive, you know. So we've got preventative programs that runs. And it's solutions for our people, run by our people. And it's about time that we as a community stand up for rightfully what's respectfully what we need to do for our own mob and then bring the broader community around us to make sure that it can be sustainable for the future and kids can dream and be the best versions of themselves, you know.
Well, brother, we've got the answers to the problems, the solutions, you know, but it's got to come from the inside out, and that's how I'm picking up with your fantastic program. One Yinti is operating from the inside out, and you can't beat black on black, my brother. You there, Rob? I lost Rob again. Fantastic. Good yarn with Rob. Rob, you there? No, lost Rob. That's Robert Davis, as Wan Yintin, co-founder and program director, First Nations Social Enterprise, keeping young people out of jail through Connection to Country. Look, they've been operating for 8 years. Sounds like a fantastic operation and a successful one at that as well. And it's hats off to them. I'll just try again with brother. You there, Rob? Rob, you there? No, I lost Rob. Anyway, good yarn with the lad and too deadly. And like I said, template across the country. I spoke with a brother up Mariba way a couple of months ago, and he was looking at doing the same thing. But it should be across this nation, across this country, and regarding getting our young ones connected to culture. They've got no lost their identity, lost their culture, and the warrior of the 21st century is lost, so to speak. So very powerful. Have your say in Yanup Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.
Hey, different man here. Can I get a ticket to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's bakery, waiting for another call to come, just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. What's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run, Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
skin was the color of my skin, so I'm a sin till pride emancipate mental slavery. And they said we were failing time. Showed them up, we stood the test of time. Time, I blame it on time, but regained it on time, so I claim it on time. Put soul in this image. This is music for the free spirit. Inspiration for those who really need it. Not those who listen, but those who really feel it.
Songs of our time, teachers of our story.
Let it be written in the maze. The survival of a culture is the reason that we made it. Yeah.
Spirit ties, keepers of our story.
And the show will go on. Rush your blood.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
daily program National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. I'm your host for your daily program National Talk Black and live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country BBM Bumbleberry Media 19.7 FM and across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, now, First Nations look to stars with Far North Queensland emerging space industry. So we're talking Australia's only Indigenous-owned aerospace consultancy, Gugangi Aerospace, is a proud co-sponsor of the Far North Queensland FNQ Space Industry Network cocktail event alongside Space Centre Australia and Illuminate Cairns and National Hotel, which will celebrate the upcoming multi-use space sport, Port in FNQ, Australia's rich Indigenous culture and Australia's evolving space industry. And look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Daniel Joinby, Managing Director of Gugangi Aerospace. Online, Daniel, good morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, really good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Daniel?
Yeah, perfect. G'day, everyone. My name's Daniel Joinby. I'm a proud Gugangi man from Yarrabah, descendant of those Yarrabah people up in Far North Queensland. And, really proud to be up here on your Dindi country today.
Beautiful. And Daily Footprint, big shout-out to Yarrabah mob, and thank you very much for coming to the program there, Daniel. What I'm picking up here is not only looking forward, but looking up. We're talking about our culture, and we're talking about this space being a science and cultural space and a joint venture, you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've got my own company, Gugangi Aerospace.
Okay.
And what we're all about is creating non-traditional pathways into aviation and space for our mob.
Mm. Well, we used the stars back in the day in regarding our travelling, so there's got to be good communication with a so-called, space people, you could say, brother. A good cocktail.
100%. I've got a Torres Strait Islander man in my business, Scotty Inoza, and shout out to Warrabah Island as well. And all the brothers up there, and he tells me stories about those fellas up there using the stars and predicting when they were going to go fishing, where to go fishing, what to do and stuff like that. And it's really inspiring to be able to bring some of those stories back and start connecting them with what the scientists are doing today.
Yes. So your business, Gugangi Aerospace, where do you operate? Where are you based, brother?
So we're all over Australia. We've got staff based in Canberra, working with Space Command, building space infrastructure in remote Western Australia.
Yes.
And then I've got two of my trainees based in Canberra as well, and two ladies based out of Brisbane, working internal within Boeing. So my employees, but working on a traineeship in Boeing.
Well, you would need more. We're talking about a big space, pardon the pun, but I mean, look, this is fantastic and progress to for your business, but also the interaction and the relationship. And we've got a lot to offer as First Nation people, don't we?
100% we do. It's our passion. It's our connection to culture, our country. And space isn't going to be done in the cities, right? Space is going to be done in Far North Queensland. Space Centre Australia is building a big facility up near Weipa. It's our mob who are going to be able to be engaged on that. And it's not astronauts. I say this all the time. It takes five people to fly an astronaut. It doesn't take five people just to fly a spaceship.
Yeah.
It's all the people on the ground. It's all the supporting infrastructure, supporting industries. And that's where we can really start to mobilise our people and get some really good jobs, exciting jobs, jobs we're proud of and want to wake up.
And you're talking jobs, but you're also talking a career pathway. I mean, this is a forever and a day and a beautiful platform. And a lot of our black people can be in this space. We are professors in all industries, are we not?
That's true. and I'll give you an example of that career pathway. These ladies who have just joined, who are working at Boeing, both of them have three kids, both dropped out of school to have their kids and stuff like that.
Yep.
I employed them because of that. I want post-incarceration, people returning to the workforce. People didn't finish high school. I don't care. Non-traditional is none of this, what the business has been doing for how everyone's been getting jobs these days. I want our people to have an opportunity. And they're going to spend 3 years doing a traineeship supported by me.
Yes.
And they're going to come out at the back of that with options. And it's their kids, these ladies, it's their kids who are going to looking up at their mum going, "Mum, you work for Boeing."
Yeah, exactly. And as I open up the conversation, like I said, not looking forward, but looking up. and have a vision for the future, if not for yourself, but for your children. But this could also open the doors in regard to communications or leading the way in regard to First Nation people across the globe. We're talking American Indians, we're talking Africans, whatever. We dealt with the skies, did we not?
Absolutely, we did. And picking up on I guess, inspiring our kids, we're running an event up in Cairns, 15th of September. It's called the International First Nations Space, Science and Environment Symposium.
Yes.
Now, international, because we recognise First Nations people
yes.
internationally, right? You talked about Native Americans, our Pacific Island brothers and sisters. They all use space, science,
yep.
environment.
Yep.
So we're opening it up to everyone. But what our vision is we're celebrating First Nations scientists.
Yeah.
You know, there's that conversation about traditional knowledge, traditional that. It's traditional science.
Mm.
And we're celebrating our scientists, and we're inspiring all Australians to be a part of the next industries up in Far North Queensland as well.
Well, Brother Daniel, I'll throw it on the table there. We did travel spiritually, did we not? You know, we used the space available. Look, it is so fantastic. I've got goosebumps on my goosebumps here. Tell us your story, your background, how it all came for you. And then you started running your own business. Here you are, a managing director at Gagangi Aerospace. Tell us your story, please, bro.
Yeah, long story, bro. I'll try and keep it short.
Stop all the phone calls. Daniel's speaking.
So my parents met up in Cairns. My mum was a teacher at Cairns High and met my dad. And they were travelling around a bit. And I was born up in Darwin. So I still recognise my bloodlines out to that Yarrabah mob and some Gangi people.
And
I was born in Darwin.
Yep.
Well, I was then 6 months into being on this earth. I moved down to Melbourne. Long story, dad moved off and I was brought up in Melbourne.
Mm.
I joined the Air Force when I was straight out of high school. I was an Air Force air traffic controller for 12 years and did I did parachuting, I did diving with the Navy, I did a whole bunch of different stuff and ended up transitioning out and working for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. So overseas, building infrastructure for DFAT. COVID happened, stopped all the cool jobs, so I ended up transitioning to starting my own business. So,
well, the cool jobs, but the ultimate job is where you are. Yeah. You are where you're meant to be, and your ancestors put you there, brother.
And there's so much spiritual. Every time I come back to Cairns,
yes.
I talk to the aunties and uncles about different things. My dad, God bless him, passed on, but
yeah.
I tried to come up and visit him through the COVID period, and all my aunties saying, okay.